Playtime's over, kids. I've been carrying around this ghillie suit in my bag for 4 days now, and I'm about to prove that the only person who can hide longer than me is me. I'm really scared I'm gonna fall off this cliff. Oh my God.
Hello and welcome back to episode 4 of our 6-day game of hide and seek across Japan. Right now, it's the morning of day 4, and we're at the halfway point of the game. So far, each player has had 1 round to hide, putting Ben at the top of the board with just shy of a 10-hour run. With 3 days remaining, we're all expecting to get at least 1 more run, so these final rounds could completely change the course of the game. When we last left off, Ben and Adam caught me in Narita International Airport, giving Ben a central and well-connected starting point for his second round. If he can beat his first time and hide for longer than 10 hours, he'll maintain his first place lead and set an even higher hurdle for Adam and I to beat if we want to win the game. So without further ado, let's try to find Ben.
Sam, it is 7:30 and we gotta go, go, go.
Yes, we do.
There is a Narita Express in 10 minutes.
Yeah, and I think we just want to go to Tokyo Station, right?
Yeah, we definitely just want to head straight to Tokyo Station. I mean, there is a potential opportunity to ask a hot or colder because we're going to be moving immediately.
Yeah, although I think most likely, I don't think that Ben is going to, you know, go into the territory that we know, because
I agree.
You know, the fact that we've played north means that
yeah,
we kind of have
familiar image. Yeah.
So, I mean, I think that means he's going to take the Shinkansen that goes to Niigata,
Nagano,
or yeah. So there's kind of 3 options, and they all start in the same direction.
I think we need to walk faster.
What's interesting about this place is that it's got some very strong strengths, and it's also got some very strong weaknesses. There are definitely some questions that if they ask them, I'm in big trouble. For example, if they ask for like a photo of my largest body of water, as you have seen, I am near to the ocean. And so they will know that I'm near to the ocean. And that's going to give away a lot of information. So I'm hoping that they don't ask that, and that at least if they do, they don't ask it for quite a while. Because then I'd have to, you know, send them something like that. And that would be trouble.
What car are we?
Is it 6?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Do we want to try to figure out sort of the rough limits of where he could have gotten?
We could, although I don't know.
I don't think it's really going to help us.
Yeah, I don't know if it's we need to for the first step. Yeah.
Okay. You know what I will say would not necessarily be a bad question just at this point. Is distance from Shinkansen, because we're about as far from the Shinkansen as we would naturally be often.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it would be interesting to know, you know what I mean? If mm-hmm. he's close to a Shinkansen, because if he's further from a Shinkansen, that would cut down the map a lot. You know what else could be kind of an interesting question to ask, just for what it's worth? Is if his distance from a major city is greater or lower than ours? Because if it's lower, then it's like, well, he's in a major metro area. And if it isn't, then it's like we can exclude quite a bit.
I guess we could ask that, and then we could ask the Shinkansen thing.
Yeah, but even if we asked both those things, we wouldn't have a direction.
No, we wouldn't, but those would be 2 useful questions to ask now. How about that?
Yeah. Okay, yeah, let's do that.
Let's do it while we're useful. Okay.
All right. I'm going to have to draw a lot of circles.
This stupid ghillie suit is too hot. I've got to take this off. Look, we'll bring him back out in a little bit. But I do not need it right now. Oh, we got our first question. Distance from major city. I am further than 29 miles from a major city. There is still much of the greater Tokyo area to explore. And I hope that they waste as much time there as possible. Now that they have asked me whether I am closer to a major city, I get to look at the top 3 cards. Curse of the Unguided Tourists.
Curse of the Unguided Tourist. Send the seekers an unzoomed Google Street View image from a street within 500 feet of where they are now. Without using the internet for research, they must find what you sent them in real life before they can use transportation or ask another question.
20-minute bonus. Discard 1, draw 2. Honestly, I think that all in all, we might be overvaluing curses a little bit, because thus far, like, I did have that one curse on them that seemed to really kill them, but honestly, I got quite lucky with that. And all the other curses have been pretty clearable. Certainly, I think a 20-minute bonus is better than a meh curse.
Okay, he is further. So now we're going to draw all of our circles.
So Adam, best I can tell, based on schedules, he could not have made it either onto this line or onto this line, meaning basically if he didn't take this Shinkansen, we can exclude all of this.
Okay, well, that's good.
So would we want to ask close to Shinkansen?
Well, do we want to first ask if his distance from a Shinkansen is greater or lower than ours? Because we're like 20 miles out now, right?
Yeah, do we have enough time to do both if we want to?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, I mean, yeah, we could do close to Shinkansen now. I mean, 20 miles or so is fairly useful, I think. Hit it?
Yeah, hit it.
All right, team Ben. We've got another question from the boys. They've asked us the question, are we closer or are we further to a Shinkansen line than they are? And they are 21 miles from one. I'm closer. I don't know if that's what they want to hear or not. Yeah, they still don't have a direction to go, but they're getting the map down quick. Okay, well, it's another top three peak. Let's just hope we get ourselves maybe a solid curse or a big time bonus or something. Curse of the Bridge Troll.
The Seekers must ask their next question from under a bridge. Casting cost, the Seekers must be at least 50 miles from you.
A 15-minute bonus and a 10-minute bonus. Now, Curse of the Bridge Troll, that is not going to be hard for them to do where they are. And it tells them that they are at least 50 miles from me. So that's going to draw, that basically gives them a free 50-mile radar. So I'm just going to take a 15-minute bonus and, I don't know. Yeah, we're going time bonus strategy this time. Maybe that'll work. I have no freaking clue. Let's go into town. Maybe we can find somewhere that is not so hot so that I can stop sweating. Or at the very least, I can find a fluid to put in my body so that I can produce more sweat and not die. Let's go.
Hey, Adam.
Yes.
Answer is
closer.
That'll probably be useful.
Yeah. Let's try to figure out how to mark this. It's not going to be easy. Here's what I think we need to know. We're about to get to Tokyo Station. Do we go up to Omiya or do we go west? You know what I mean? Because these all start by going to Omiya.
Yeah.
So I think that's what we need to figure out. So we just need a question that cuts this off or these off.
It looks like on the airport map. So we're actually now closer to Haneda Airport.
Yeah.
So it would draw like a nice straight line up to Niigata, which would split the region. And the thing is, there's a lot of likely territory that would be closest to Haneda. So if we hit it, we would know at least we could head up to what was it called? Like Takasaki?
Well, if we know he's on one of these, yeah, we could go up to Takasaki, which would be really nice. I kind of dig.
Let's try it.
Airport.
Let's try it. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. We have reached the town. I don't really know anything about this town. The one thing I did see on the map is that there's a teddy bear museum. So that's pretty exciting. Oh, man, we got another question from them. They're asking if my closest major international airport is the same as theirs. Theirs is Haneda, and unfortunately, mine is too. That's really going to narrow it down, which, you know, isn't great, the amount of information that they have gathered in a very, very short period of time. Well, I guess I'll let them know. I think at this point, we are really relying on them to make a big mistake. Because I don't know exactly what their map looks like right now, but it has got to be pretty small. But anyway, I answered their airport question, so let's look at our top three. It's a 15-minute bonus, a 10-minute bonus, and a curse of the jammed door.
Curse of the Jammed Door. For the next 3 hours, the Seekers must roll dice to pass through a doorway. Casting cost, discard a card.
A 15-minute bonus is nice. But I think that I gotta try the Curse of the Jammed Door again. I mean, last time it bought me hours. Hours. Man, they are going to be very, very happy when they learn that my nearest airport is the same. Oh, dear.
Same. It's a hit.
Benjamin Doyle.
Do you think we can wrap this up by noon?
Benny boy.
Let's
just fold this guy up. I don't even need to look at the rest of this.
We're not even close to done with our first train, and we've got it down to one fold on the map. Or really a half fold.
He is in here. Or in here.
Technically, that would be annoying.
That would be annoying.
My best guess right now is that he's somewhere around Nagano.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think we want to definitely get on a Shinkansen.
Yeah.
And let's head kind of west, northwest.
Yeah, let's just get into our likely zone.
Yeah. And then once we're getting up there, we can do a hotter, colder to cut off and make sure he isn't down here where he might be.
Yeah.
And if he is, we can backtrack and it won't be that bad. Mm-hmm. But I think high likelihood he's up here.
Yes, almost certainly. Yeah, I mean, it would be lucky if he was down there for him, basically.
Yeah, it would be pretty lucky. But it would also not be that bad. Like, we could just head over there.
Yeah, I mean, it's on the Shinkansens. And honestly, there's not that much around there.
No.
There is some good views of Mount Fuji, which maybe he's into.
I mean, I would say that it would be... Well, you know what? You want to ask for a view of the tallest mountain that he can see from his station? Check if it's Mount Fuji?
Photos are cheap, yeah. I mean, we might as well ask a photo
just
while we're at it.
Might as well.
Sure.
The station is pretty cool looking. It's got this like little plaza in the middle. And as you can see, it's like completely empty. Okay, so they've asked for a picture of the tallest mountain visible from the station. I mean, the fact of the matter is that like, I wouldn't say that I'm in the mountains. So I don't know if this is really going to be all that helpful. I believe the tallest mountain visible from the station is right up there. I went all around the station. I think that's the tallest one I can see. Yeah. Yeah. I'm hoping that, you know, because I can see a mountain, I'm hoping that, like, they kind of conclude, you know, oh, he's in the mountains. Because if you look at my station on a map, it doesn't really scream in the mountains. You might not think in the mountains. So I'm hoping that this at least sort of directs their attention elsewhere. All right, let's sit down and draw our shells a card. It's a randomized question. I don't know if I really want to discard that to play Curse of the Jammed Door. That curse is better when they're in a less dense area, and right now they are, you know, smack dab in the middle of Tokyo. Yeah, it looks like they're just getting into Tokyo Station now.
Shinkansen just left 2 minutes late.
I know.
That is crazy.
I'm waiting for the news story about it.
Yeah.
Well, Sam, we are on our way on the Shinkansen, and Ben has a picture of a mountain.
It's not Mount Fuji.
Certainly does not look like Mount Fuji.
To be honest, it only makes me think Nagano more, because
it has huge Nagano.
The geography of Nagano, it seems actually quite similar to its first hiding spot, where there's a lot of these kind of narrow valleys with cool onsen towns quite close to it. And this kind of looks like, I mean, you can see here, like, it just shows these kind of like lumpy rolling hills.
Yeah.
It would seem that Adam and Sam have boarded the Shinkansen north towards like Nagano. And whether or not I'm in Nagano, I will leave a mystery. You know, they really don't mess around with the bamboo out here. I mean, this is like a chunky, it's like metal. Look how thick this guy is. This is crazy. Listen to that. That's a solid piece of bamboo. I kind of understand why, like, so much of it. Oh, something dropped on me. Oh my God.
Okay, so a slight change of plans.
Yeah, we realized that it'd be awful useful if we can just stay on this train and go to, like, Nagano.
Exactly. So we're just going to ask if his nearest Shinkansen line is the same as our nearest Shinkansen line. There's a little bit of weirdness in that the Jōetsu and the Hokuriku Shinkansens run on the same little part that we're showing on the map.
Yeah.
But we are on the Hokuriku line.
Yeah.
So that would be the closest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let's... Yeah, I think we should hit it.
Oof. Okay. Sam and Adam have asked me whether my nearest Shinkansen is the same as their nearest Shinkansen. And the answer is, just kidding, randomize. Pew! We're hitting them with the randomize. I do think that this question is going to tell them a lot. And so I think that it is worth the randomize, because they're probably going to ask it again, and I would like to stall. And I just do not want them to know that information, and so I would like to delay it as long as possible.
We got to randomize.
Well, he has randomized the question.
It sure looks suspicious. I mean, I will tell you, yesterday I used the randomize when I didn't like what was being asked.
Yeah, okay, well, let's see what we end up asking him, shall we?
Train number 110. Two.
Is your train service the same? Well, it's almost certainly not,
no.
Unless he's on the Shinkansen.
So it randomized into the train service question, which is actually really good, because that question is totally useless right now. No, I am not off of that Shinkansen. But it is useful later, and now they have already asked it. So they could ask it again later, but for double the price. Let's go ahead and tell them that I am not on that Shinkansen.
Oh, shocker. No, he's not on our train line. Great. I think we just ask it again. It's the best question.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, it's at the original cost.
Yeah, because it doesn't count as us having asked that question. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll ask it again. But now he gets basically two really good card pulls instead of one for having answered that question. Because he got the one basically for free.
Yeah.
It's got to be the same. Well, but maybe...
Just fake out.
Well, what I'm like is like, maybe he is down here and he wanted to make us keep going in the wrong direction as long as possible.
Maybe.
You know?
And, of course, now that I've answered that very useless question of theirs, I get to look at the top three, draw one. Pretty good. 5-minute bonus. Curse of the Cairn.
Curse of the Cairn. You have one attempt to stack as many rocks on top of each other as you can in a freestanding tower. Once your tower falls, the seekers must construct a rock tower of the same number of rocks before asking another question.
For a 10-minute bonus. I do like Curse of the Cairn. If I really take some time to stack some rocks, I feel like I could get a really nice and tall rock tower. They've asked the same question again. Am I near that Shinkansen? No, I am not near that Shinkansen. You know what I am near? I'm near the Teddy Bear Museum. The Teddy Bear Museum. Before we go into the Teddy Bear Museum, one last order of business, which is to draw one more card off of the nearest Shinkansen question. Okay, look at the top three. 5-minute bonus. Veto question. Discard two, draw three. Go ahead and keep that veto. Might be useful down the line. Oh my God, it's already so cute. They got the Teddy Garden Cookie Factory, and they've got the museum. Okay, this is my favorite place in the whole world. Welcome to the Teddy Bear Museum. They have a lot of teddy bears here, is one of my first observations.
No.
Well, look, that's good to know.
It is.
So we should get off at Takasaki.
Yeah.
Here's what I think we should do now.
Thermometer. Yeah. Because then we'll have it down to the two Shinkansens.
Yeah.
Okay. We start it.
Probably like ASAP.
Oh, yeah. We're not that far. No, we might, honestly, for time, we might need to use our 5.
Because
it's only 25 miles and we need the time for response.
Okay.
We gotta do it now.
Okay. Start the 5.
Keep asking me questions. Stop asking me questions. I just want to enjoy the Teddy Bear Museum. They've started a thermometer. Okay. It's fine. Okay. These teddy bears are making teddy bears, which I feel like has some complicated implications. I guess we're probably not supposed to be thinking about that so much at the Teddy Bear Museum. I think it's fine for teddy bears to make other teddy bears. Oh. They're giving this bear an MRI. The MRI machine is broken. That bear is going to die from a horrible disease.
So is this angle even going to do it for sure?
Oh, I guess maybe not.
Oh, yeah. That's not quite going to get there.
But I think we just need to end this.
Okay.
Because it will change meaningfully. And
Okay.
We need 5 minutes or so. You shouldn't have done that thermometer because actually we're getting off Takasaki anyway.
Yeah.
That was silly.
Oh, they have a giant cat bus. I have no idea how much Sam and Adam have me narrowed down at this point. We're early in the day. We do gotta waste more of their time. I'm thinking that we want to play Curse of the Cairn as soon as we can. And, the jam door curse. Okay. They finished their thermometer. Where'd they go? Their thermometer was colder, but I think it's actually really close, which is good because it's like you want to be right on the edge of those lines because it's going to make them like not quite sure which direction to go.
We could have done better. We should have waited. If we had waited, we could have gotten a better line.
Well, Ben says colder. Which is quite the interesting answer. That kind of implies to me that maybe he's in like Shin-Fuji or something. Because like theoretically that
it's a tiny area with almost nothing in it. I mean, okay, we need to start getting accurate about a lot of our lines here.
Yeah, I mean, probably the level of accuracy that requires more like phone stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, we need to get it off. Anyway.
We need to get off and turn around. It would seem.
I mean, this is kind of that phase where it's like, did we fuck up or do we have it narrowed down quite a lot? Should we just look for the nearest, for the soonest back to Tokyo or?
Probably, right? I mean, at this point, maybe we should do like a radar just to double check that he's not like,
yeah, radar,
you know what I mean? Useful. Like a 50 mile radar even would be smart.
Yeah, maybe. Let's focus on getting off this train. And,
yeah, okay.
Maybe
that is a crazy answer. That might mean that he's at Mount Fuji. Mount Fuji.
Yeah.
Okay. We're leaving the Teddy Bear Museum. We had good fun. We are enriched. We had a lovely time. But now it's down to business. I get to draw 2 cards off of that thermometer. Let's take a look-see. Okay, top 2. Curse of the Endless Tumble.
Curse of the Endless Tumble. Seekers must roll a die at least 100 feet and have it land on 5 or 6 before they can ask another question. Casting cost, roll a die. If it's a 5 or a 6, this card has no effect.
Curse of Spotty Memory.
Curse of Spotty Memory. For the rest of your run, 1 random category of questions will be disabled at all times. Casting cost, discard a time bonus.
2 curses. Curse of the Endless Tumble, it's okay. That might be kind of annoying for them. Or Curse of the Spotty Memory. I don't see that being that annoying, and you have to discard a time bonus to do that. So I'm going to take the other one, and I'm just going to try it now.
That's crazy. In my mind, that was just like a double check.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, let's just make sure. But I suppose that's why you double check.
3 minutes to make this connection.
Okay. Was this the third round in a row that people have started off by going the wrong way?
Yep. I mean, the thing is, if we were right about our work, we've actually narrowed it down a ton.
Right. Unless we're wrong, we actually have an extremely tight area.
Yeah.
I think we should do a 50-mile radar just to make sure that, like, we haven't f***ed up somehow or something. Well, and also to eliminate the tiny area that it could still be in.
Because then we have a very precise area to head.
I think so.
Yeah, I think that would cover it. Should we hit it?
Yeah, we should hit it.
Oh, they've just done a radar. Okay, let's do this first, and then we'll deal with that radar. Okay, so we roll a die, and we got to roll a 1, 2, 3, or 4 for it to take effect. All right, got it. So let's go ahead and hit them with the curse, with the endless tumble. Okay, now we've hit them with that curse. They've asked a 50-mile radar. It's a miss. So we'll let them know about that, and we'll draw another 2 cards. They're asking a lot of questions. Curse of the luxury car.
Curse of the luxury car. Take a photo of a car. The seekers must take a photo of a more expensive car before asking another question.
Or a 10-minute bonus. Fact of the matter is, I'm not going to find an expensive car out here. It's not going to happen. So I'm taking the 10-minute bonus for now, but maybe that's going to be sort of good discard fodder for the jam door curse later. Okay. Sorry, that was complicated. We're all good now. They got a curse on them, so it's going to take them a minute. While they deal with that, let's go find some rocks to set up our next curse. The curse of the cairn.
Miss. Okay. So that's gotta mean that he's down there. I mean, again, you could correct me if I'm getting anything wrong.
No, that sounds right.
But I think this is all right, which means he has to be in this tiny area here.
Well, the line being that close to Shin Fuji could be influential. Because
I think he's in Ito. I'm putting in my guess now. I think he's in Ito down by the beach.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun to have all the footage of us going, well, he's definitely not down there. What are the odds that he's down there?
I wonder if we want to ask some more photos while we're at it. Because, like,
maybe.
The one thing about photos is just, like, it's good to ruminate on them.
You know what I actually want to ask?
Mm-hmm.
I kind of want to ask biggest body of water, because a lot of these are, curse of the endless
That's
tumble.
That's really not a very good curse.
Mm-hmm. Curse of the endless tumble. Seekers must roll a die at least 100 feet and have it land on a 5 or 6 before they can ask another question. The die must roll the full distance, unaided, using only the momentum from the initial throw and gravity to travel the 100 feet. If the seekers accidentally hit someone with the die, the hider is awarded a 15-minute bonus.
No. Roll a die at least 100 feet. Oh, I guess we can't really do that on a train.
No. That's the only thing about it. But at this point, we could just head all the way to Shin Fuji.
Yeah. Yeah, let's just go ahead and get over there, I guess.
I mean, if we're confident about our work, there's not much we need to know before we get there.
Okay. Then let's just make the connection and get over there.
Yeah.
Here's my plan. When Sam and Adam complete this curse, I want to hit him with a double whammy. First, I'm going to start the jam door curse. Then, I'm going to hit him with Curse of the Cairn so that they got to go out and build a rock tower. And them having to go out and about with the jam door curse is not only going to make it possible that they get locked out of a train or a train station, but that they get locked out of any number of places that they're trying to go while they try and clear this other curse. They're doing quite well. We're only about 3 hours in, and I think they've got my area pretty small. So I need this combination of curses to really slow them down. Time will tell.
All right.
There should be one leaving in 7 minutes.
Okay. So get off at... Does this stop at Atami?
Oh, I guess this does stop at Atami. Oh, yeah.
Get off at Atami then, maybe.
I guess Atami makes sense.
Has the vibe of where he did go.
Yeah, it's a strong leading option. I agree. So, okay, get off at Atami.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, God. Oh, they're going all the way down to Atami. This is not good for me, okay? That is not good. From Atami, it does not take that long to get to me. I'm really relying on these curses to save me at this point. I just need them to clear this die-rolling curse first. As soon as they do it, you know, I've got two curses to hit them with. Two good curses to hit them with. But they're getting awfully close.
Adam. Yeah.
If you look out the window, the mountain type stuff around here definitely matches this photo. Like, kind of in shape. I'll see if we can...
Yeah.
See totally. That kind of stuff?
Yeah, for sure.
Like, it's the same tree type.
Definitely.
Oh, I'm so sweaty. Oh, and I can't leave the woods. I can't leave the woods. I've got to be here because when they clear this curse, I need to be able to build a rock tower. And this is where I got to be to build a rock tower. Because where are the rocks? They're here. The rock tower. The rock tower is my only hope.
They're almost to Atami Station. What's going on? What's going on? We need an update. Where are you, Adam Chase? Where are you, Sam Denby?
It's toasty.
Yeah.
We need to find a big, nice, open space.
Yes.
Flat, open, etc.
Well, because we need to make sure we don't hit anyone.
Yeah.
I mean, ideally, we want, like, an incline.
Yeah. Before we roll and as we search, we should probably prep our next question so that we can ask it before he curses us again.
I agree. I mean...
This is not bad.
Yeah.
Actually, let's cross the street there.
Okay. I would say that I'm torn between we could do a radar, but again, that wouldn't give us a direction. I kind of want a picture of his biggest body of water because I think whether or not it's the ocean.
Yeah, but honestly, so much of it is the ocean anyway.
Well, not really, though. I mean, look, there's this whole line that isn't on the ocean that he could be on. Like, there's this line that isn't on the ocean that he could be on. Are you looking?
Yeah, I saw it.
There's like three main lines, but then there's sort of three that are in the ocean. So it kind of cuts things in half.
I mean, the only thing I don't like about coastal is that I strongly agree that I think he's on a coastal route, and therefore I think it's going to be confirming what we largely suspect. I mean, no. I mean, if you like ocean, I think we can do ocean. I worry that it might be a little inefficient as a question, but
I mean, I guess it would be like if we don't ask ocean, what do we ask?
I mean, I always like Strava map.
Yeah, but I mean, look, all of these towns, they have too many roads.
Okay, fine. Let's do ocean.
Okay, but we have to do this first.
I believe, based on their movements on the map, that they are trying to clear the curse that I cursed them with. I don't know. I guess I just hope it takes a long time. I hope they're struggling. I hope they're cursing. I hope they're arguing. I hope they decide to sabotage each other over how dramatic a disagreement they're having over this curse is. But probably not. It's probably a pretty easy one. They have, at least this season, had pretty bad luck with dice. So that's kind of what I'm going off of. I'm just hoping that the dice are not rolling in their favor this season.
That's 100?
That's what it says.
I mean, I okay. Well, let's try it.
Ah.
So that went straight into the road.
Yeah, that just bounced right out. This might be trickier than I expected.
I think we might need to find an incline.
Maybe.
Like, well, we might need to go to a park or something.
Let's look at that street up there.
All right, ready?
Yep.
Didn't make it there. I'm going to try again.
Well, that's not bad. Not bad. It's in the street.
Uh-oh. It doesn't feel like it's going to work. I kind of think we might need to switch to grass. I mean, like, that would work great, but I think cars use it quite a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean,
it's possible. There's not a lot of people.
We try it while there's no cars.
Let me go down there. Okay, go for it.
Ready?
Yep. Oh, come on, come on, come on. Oh, nope.
Didn't make it. That went far enough.
Nope.
Not far enough.
This is definitely taking longer than I thought it would. Not ideal.
You know, I can't say for sure, but it appears on the map like they are struggling a lot. I can't be sure about this. But it does seem like they may not be having the best time. Is that true?
Ooh, that is just far enough. Nope. Nope.
Really?
Yeah, this is tough luck.
Come on!
Good roll, good roll.
Come
good
on. Roll.
Oh, it went down.
No?
It's good. You see it? It's good. It's down the grade, but good.
Wait, we got it?
Yeah.
Hey!
No cars.
Okay.
Okay, so really
awesome.
Quickly.
Cruise cleared. Well, we have to tell Ben that we've cleared it, and then we will ask for the photo of the biggest body of water.
All right. You texting?
Okay. The time has come. They have cleared their curse, and they've asked for a photo of my biggest body of water. So here's what I'm going to do. First things first, I'm vetoing that question. I ain't sending them that picture. That is just, it's going to give away way too much information. Second thing, I'm hitting them with a jammed door curse. They're moving around too easy. It's time to jam those doors. And finally, it is time to build the rock tower. I do not know how much that is going to delay them, but I feel like if I build a really good rock tower, then... Oh my God, there's like a little worm flying around. Is he attached to me?
All right, well, Ben, oh, we got cursed again.
Curse of the jammed door.
Curse of the jammed door. For the next 3 hours, whenever the Seekers want to pass through a doorway into a building, business, train, or other vehicle, they must first roll 2 dice. If they do not roll 7 or higher, they cannot enter that space. Any given doorway can be reattempted after 15 minutes.
Thank God we just walked into the train station.
Oh, yeah.
We'll, of course, have to roll to get on a train.
Yeah, well, in the last 3 hours again?
The next 3 hours. Let's find somewhere to sit down. We're about to get the picture, and we need to figure out what to do after that.
Yep.
My guess is that he cast that just now because the photo is going to be up the ocean.
Yeah.
And he knows that's damning.
Yep, it definitely is. Yeah, because I think at that point, our choice is basically, do we go down or do we go across?
Yeah. This is the Ito line, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
So, we could just roll for it right now.
I mean, we could.
I don't hate it.
I mean, we might as well roll.
Want to just do it?
Yeah.
All right, here you go.
What am I rolling for?
7 or more. 3 and 3. Not quite.
So we're not getting this conversion.
Okay, well, you know, it's interesting that we checked.
Yeah. Oh, he vetoed.
He's vetoed.
What's the penalty of that again?
If we ask it again, it would cost double.
I think maybe Strava map.
You want to Strava map him?
I mean, I feel like if he's on one of these stations,
yeah.
There's only 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, let's Strava map him. Let's see what we learn.
Let's make him run around.
Because we have to sit around for a while anyway before we can do much, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good solid base. All right. Rock number 2. I feel like this might sort of fit well. Gonna have to get a little smaller.
Okay.
Rock number 4.
Okay.
I like the flatness of this one.
Ooh,
yeah. It's a little risky, but I think it could be a big win. Nope. Okay. That's 9. That is 9. I mean, right now, I think they're thinking, oh man, this jam door curse, so annoying. Well, just wait until they hear that they have to build a tower that is 9 rocks tall. They've asked for the Strava map, so that's the last question that they're getting before they get hit with the curse of the rock tower.
We've been cursed.
Sam, we have been hit with the curse of the cairn.
Curse of the cairn. The seekers must construct a rock tower of the same number of rocks as the one the hider built before asking another question.
Yep, and he got 9, which feels like a lot.
I do feel like that feels like a lot. Okay, should we go and try to clear this? Because here's the thing. If we leave the station, we'll have to roll to get back in the station.
I think we should at least wait to get the Strava map.
Sure.
Because maybe we can confirm it on the Strava map.
Sure.
And then just get on the next train after this one.
And then do it wherever he is,
yeah,
because we know he did it there.
Because I don't think they're going to be very good
right.
rocks around here, because it's like very
yeah.
urban.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. All right. I'll wait.
Okay. Starting the Strava map. I think I'm going to try and go in like a big circle, more or less. Okay. I think that is it. Hopefully, they don't figure it out.
All right. We have our Strava map. It does not scream dense place.
No.
I'll tell you that.
Especially when you consider that that's a half mile.
Yeah. I mean, these places are big enough that Strava is not easy. I don't know. I don't know if we're going to get it on the Strava map.
Yeah, seems unlikely.
Amusement? There are quite a number of amusement parks around here.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying. I think that Tentacles Sam would not be crazy at all.
Yeah.
We might have to start looking for some rocks.
Okay. It looks like they did not get on that next train to me, which is good. Either means they got screwed by a curse, or they don't yet know where I am. At least, not confidently enough to get on a train. But they could still get here in a little over an hour if they figure it out. So I'm going to keep looking for a hiding spot. I'm kind of just wandering around looking for something that is as boring as I can find.
And that is a surprisingly difficult task.
Keep your eyes peeled if we pass anywhere that's got some good rocks.
You sure it's this way?
It says this way. I'm walking towards what looks like a bunch of rocks on the beach in the satellite. Oh, here's some rocks.
No, definitely not enough.
Okay. Well, oh, there's more here.
I don't think this is enough.
Well, you want to try?
Well, that's like barely nine.
Let's try real quick.
I guess.
Hold the camera. Let me have like 2 minutes.
Yes, sir. Hold this.
Just let me cook. Two. Three. Four. That's five.
There are a bunch of rocks over there.
Rocks over here?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can grab a few of these. Put them back.
Yeah, I mean, you need something flatter.
For the top one?
Yeah. Especially if you're going to have three more.
One, two, three, four, five, six, right? If we start going to smaller rocks, I think we could really get there.
Yeah.
Seven. Oh. Seven.
It's really unstable.
I know, but we can just do teeny baby ones now.
That's true.
Right?
It's so... Make sure you support it as... I'd say support it as you put it on. Okay.
Is this a rock? I think that's wood.
That's a rock.
This is a rock for sure.
Do we need to beat it or equal it?
We have to just equal it. One, two, three, four, five. Nine rocks.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah?
No, that was good.
You didn't believe me that I could do the rocks? Questioned me from the moment we started?
I mean...
I think that we've cleared it, and now I think we do a tentacles, and I think we probably do it with amusement parks.
I mean, feel free to hit it quick, because I don't want to get cursed.
I'm going to do amusement park tentacles. Okay. Let's head back to the train station so that we can start rolling to try to get it.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. They've just cleared their the curse of the cairn. Good rock stacking, boys. Very, very efficient. More efficient than I would have liked. But then they've gone ahead and deployed a tentacles on me, an amusement park tentacles. And what's interesting about that is that I am just outside of the 15-mile range of that tentacles, which is either going to confuse them a lot if they were assuming I was definitely within that 15 miles, or... if they've done their work correctly, they'll know exactly where I am. Which is not great. Hopefully it at least scares them a little bit, because maybe they'll think they've made a mistake. There's a chance they've made a mistake, or I'm here. But they have wasted a decent amount of time. They have missed quite a few trains to me. And I don't think that they're going to be able to get here until like 3-ish now. I also now get to... look at the top four cards and draw two, which is real big. That's a lot of cards. 15-minute bonus. 30-minute bonus. Discard two, draw three. Discard one, draw two. So honestly, 45 free minutes is awesome. Anyway, they now probably know exactly where I am. So let's keep looking for a hiding place.
Adam, do we want to consider... planning a next question for as soon as he responds in case he's gonna follow up with a curse that he maybe just pulled or something?
Possible. I think between this and the Strava, I think we might be able to find it.
Well, yeah, but we have already looked at those lines.
I guess.
I feel like we'd at least want, like, a photo, right?
Maybe.
I mean, at least with...
Ben is not within 15 miles of us, Sam.
Oh, boy. That's not good.
Well, I mean, that narrows things down.
I guess let's look at what's not within 15 miles of here, but still...
it's pretty limited. All right, here we go. Ready? Hey! Okay,
here we go. First time.
Okay, well, not within 15 miles is
probably
sure interesting.
I mean, it's probably quite helpful. Unless
we just have to sit down and figure out what it means.
Yeah. Just like, I'm worried that maybe we've just missed something massively. We should also assume that, like, the lines we've drawn are slightly off.
Yes. Okay. So what does that mean?
So it basically means he's not south, because combining 15 miles with the furthest he could have gotten, you know, he could not be on the line to Ito.
I'm starting to think the only thing he could be on is this.
Yeah, we probably need to... that line looks that plausible. Line.
What's he at right now? Time-wise, 6.5 hours.
Yeah.
But that's not including time bonuses.
Yeah. So to be confident, we probably need to get him in the next
We need to get cooking here.
I mean, is there any sense in moving? Oh, there's one in 2 minutes.
To where?
To the direction we want to go.
Okay, well, let's try it. Okay, we're going to have to roll for it.
Yep.
Here is my guess as to what is happening right now. I think that Sam and Adam have been pegged down to one station, and it's this one. And they can't quite work up the gumption to come here because they haven't yet confirmed it. They only have all of the pieces of data pointing at it, but they don't have like a thing that they can just look at and be like, that's definitely the place. And if they can't, well, then they might just have to take a gamble. I don't know.
Here, quickly roll for it.
Yeah. No, can't even get on it, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, well, there's one 213 in this way. Platform 3.
Okay, well, let's go roll for that.
Just that.
All right. 5, 6. That's an 11.
Get on?
Yeah.
All right. So, I feel like right now, we gotta ask a photo or something.
I'm not convinced that photos can get us much.
I mean, they often, it's often a situation where, like, it's not the direct thing they get you, it's the indirect thing.
Let's do tallest building from the train station, because that's always a good one to have for when we go through a station eventually.
Send it?
Yeah.
They want the tallest building from the train station. Will this give it away? I do not know. Sam seemed pretty good at figuring it out last time. Okay, we are back at the train station. And this is definitely the tallest thing. We have to send the tallest building that is not the train station. So I believe it is that thing up there. Let's take a picture of this. Oh. Pretty distinctive. I hope that does not give away too much information, but we'll see. Let me put you down for a second. 5 minute bonus. Whatever. 5 minutes is 5 minutes. I'll take it.
What is that?
Oh, that's unique. That, I mean, we could find that building if we found the town.
Okay.
And very modern, very fancy.
Very modern.
That's got to be somewhere like touristy.
Yeah.
It's got that fancy of a building.
Here, hold this for a second. Let me just look up, like, what prefecture are we in? Could we ask about prefecture, actually? But do you want to just do the radar first? I like a radar just to be like, are we even in the right ballpark at this point?
Yeah.
So far, we have no confirmation that we are. I guess let's wait a minute and see if we can match the photo.
It looks like a restaurant. Okay. I mean, my only other thought would be like a university style thing, but I think restaurant. I'm thinking like small and touristy. I kind of feel like another photo. Like this photo is so distinctive.
Yeah. I want to drop a 25-mile radar just to make sure we're not.
Sure. Yeah. No, it's worth it because I think there's plenty. Does that definitely encompass everything that we want? Okay. Send it.
Sorry, I was just sitting here trying to reorganize my cables before I went back out to go find a hiding place again, but Sam and Adam have just have gone to Mishima and asked for a 25-mile radar.
It is a hit. I'm within 25 miles of Mishima, but that is not the right way. They could have come straight down here. So I think that they must be missing something. I'm just not sure what that thing is. They're going to have to untangle this mystery pretty soon, or this is going to become the winning run. Clock is ticking, boys. Clock is ticking.
This is not going well for us, Sam.
Adam, I'm really scared. We never get to the ad read when we're this far away.
I know. We need to find Ben.
If you guys want to see Adam and Sam continue to suffer, you can watch the next episode right now by heading on over to our streaming service, Nebula.
I feel like I heard something. It sounded like somebody was making the pitch for an incredible streaming service called Nebula where you could see the next episode right now because we put up every episode early.
Why would someone be doing that?
I don't know. I mean, Nebula sounds pretty neat, but I sure wish that it had like an after show where you could hear us discussing what happened in the latest episode of Jetlag.
I love listening to us. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, actually, if you watch Jetlag on Nebula, you can listen to our after show podcast, The Layover, where we get into the nitty gritty and behind the scenes and all that good stuff. And it's the definitive way of watching Jetlag the game.
Do you not think these vague sounds of promoing a niche streaming site full of original content, you know, that doesn't that kind of seem like a sign that Ben could get close?
I don't know. We could pop down a radar. All this talk about this streaming service is making me wonder, does it have other things on it that you could watch, not just our show and podcast?
Can you, why are you talking? We need to focus.
Well, actually, we have a bunch of other awesome stuff on Nebula, like The Getaway, which was a competitive reality travel show that we made. It was really fun. We also made a bunch of documentaries. And also, all of your other favorite creators are on there, making content that is ad-free, often early, often extended, and some of it is completely original, like great shows from Real Life Lore, Real Engineering, and so many others.
Should we do like a...
We could do a radar, we could do a thermometer, see if we can find them. But while we sort of make our call on that, I do wonder how you would sign up for this stream.
Why do you keep bringing this up?
So basically, if you go ahead and you go to nebula.tv/jetlag, you can sign up and get 40% off. It's the best way to get a great deal on Nebula and also to support us, because when you use our code, then we get some extra money to keep making this show. So we would really appreciate if you used our code when you signed up.
Maybe we missed a train line?
Yeah, we should probably look into it.